From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed an Islamic State finance minister, also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Friday that Haji Iman's death was part of a coalition plan to defeat the Islamic State group.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. Carter also announced that Abu Sarah, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest near Paris of another suspected terrorist. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. The statement also said that investigators used DNA tests to determine that Najim Lachraoui was one of the suicide bombers who blew himself up in the Brussels airport on Tuesday. Lachraoui was also linked to the November 13th Paris attacks, in which 130 people died. His DNA was found on a suicide vest and a piece of cloth discovered at the Bataclan concert hall, where 90 people were killed. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protests if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. The influential cleric delivered the message through a representative during a sermon attended by tens of thousands in Baghdad on Friday. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government by replacing current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have a political affiliation by next week. His followers have staged rallies to pressure the government to make those changes. Abadi has expressed concern the protests could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms he announced in February. Taliban suicide bombers have assassinated a senior army general and his bodyguard in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar province. Afghan officials said Friday that three gunmen with explosives strapped to their bodies entered the home of General Khan Aga in the Dand district disguised as guests late Thursday. The Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, with a spokesman saying two of its suicide bombers participated and that 10 Afghan security personnel, including Aga, were killed, with many others wounded. The insurgent group has a habit of giving inflated casualty figures in such attacks. Separately, at least 7 police officers were killed in a suspected insider attack in Kandahar's Arghandab district. The Taliban also claimed responsibility for that attack. U.S. President Barack Obama has returned to the White House after a trip to Latin America that included a stop in Argentina and an historic visit to Cuba, where he met with President Raúl Castro. Obama, his wife, 2 daughters, and mother-in-law took off on Air Force One from Buenos Aires and landed at Joint Base Andrews early Friday. They returned to the White House to begin preparations for the Easter holiday weekend, including the famous Easter egg roll. During his trip, Mr. Obama said the United States was slow to speak out on the atrocities committed during Argentina's former dictatorship, but that his administration will confront the past with honesty and transparency. Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying wooden crosses. The procession wound up at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion. It is there on Easter Sunday that Christians will celebrate the resurrection. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.